Again, good morning. Welcome to the New York City Church of Christ. We are the Brooklyn region. And again, like so many have said already this morning, a very special Happy Mother's Day to all of our wonderful mothers in the house and watching us online. This is always a very hard sermon for me. I lost my mother when I was 30 years old, 31 years ago. And I'm very aware that if it wasn't for her and her influence and the way she raised me, I would not be the man that I am today. And so I'm hoping and praying that this lesson will encourage all the mothers here this morning and would-be mothers. Amen, Liz. And we also have some new moms. This time last year, you were not even pregnant. And here you are, you're holding to that little baby this morning. And I thank God for that. But I'm hoping and praying that the few things I'm going to share this morning will truly encourage you moms. Because you are very special people. This is just a few upcoming events that we're going to be having. And so please mark this down in your calendars. Next week is going to be our International Sunday. And our brother Sam Powell will be our guest speaker. So let's be inviting our friends and family members. It's going to be a great, great time. Next Sunday is Pentecost. Pentecost is 50 days after Passover. And so I encourage you to get dressed up. And so I'm a week early. I'm going to dress like this again next week. But get dressed up with whatever international outfit you have. And we're going to have a great time next week. And then June 2nd, like we've been announcing, is going to be our praise and worship service. On June 6th and the 13th, our brother Guy Hammond, we're supporting that ministry as part of our special contribution. We've been doing it now for several years. He's going to be speaking to us at midweek on June 6th and the 13th from the Strength and Weakness Ministry, just how to reach out to men and women in the LGBTQ society and community. So he's going to be talking to us about that. Next Sunday, by the way, there'll be no Kids Kingdom. When we have our International Sunday, again, I encourage you guys after church to go out with your friends and family members and go to some, you know, restaurant around here and just eat some foreign food. They taste very delicious, by the way. You say, man, I don't like trying something new. Well, next week will be the time to start. You're going to enjoy it. Also, I want to let us know that Wednesday, May 22nd, when we split up men and women, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so on that day, we're going to be talking about mental health. All right? And so get ready. When we split up the marriages, that's what we're going to be talking about. The singles, that's what we're going to be talking about. It's going to be a tremendous, tremendous midweek. And then June 16th will be Father's Day. Today is Mother's Day. Don't worry, brothers, your gifts are coming. Okay? And so June 16th will be Father's Day right here. And then June 23rd, we're going to be having a church picnic on Prospect Park at the Grand Army Plaza picnic area in our different small Bible talk groups. So mark that down. Come with your food and your blankets and stuff like that. And somebody asked me, what if it rains? We'll have Zoom service. That will be our backup. All right? So if you come here on June 23rd, you're going to be here by yourself. As a matter of fact, the building is going to be closed. And so please mark that down. June 23rd will be outdoors. And then June 30th, we'll have our graduation Sunday. We have several teens and adults graduating from college and from high school. So we're going to be celebrating them on June 30th. Amen? Let us pray. Our Father who is in heaven, The great and awesome God, the God who was, the God who is, and the God who is to come. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Father, we want to thank you so much for all of our mothers and mother figures. Thank you, Father, for their lives. Thank you for their love. Thank you for their sacrifice. Thank you, Father, that they raised us up to be the men and women that we are today. Father, for those of us that our parents, our mothers especially, have passed on, I pray you continue to comfort us as we mourn their loss, even after all these years. Father, be with me now as I speak your word. I pray, Lord, that all of our mothers will be encouraged. We ask and pray all this in the precious name of your son, Jesus. Amen. In 1 Kings chapter 18, it says, in the third year of Hosea, son of Ela, king of Israel, Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, became king and began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, a daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. He removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made, for up to that time, the Israelites had been burning incense to it. This stuff is not advancing. Thank you. Hezekiah trusted the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him. He held fast to the Lord and did not stop following him. He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses, and the Lord was with him. He was successful in whatever he undertook. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. I've titled my lesson this morning, A Mother's Influence. A Mother's Influence. We're told in the story that Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king, and that he was on the throne for 29 years. We're told in the story that his mother's name was Abijah, a daughter of Zechariah. And again, the Bible tells us that Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. And so even as we're looking at this character this morning, we need to ask ourselves, where did this spiritual influence come from? I dare say it could only have come from his mother. And that is why she's mentioned in the passage. When you read your Bible in the Old Testament, Hezekiah's father was an evil king. His father's name was Ahaz. And you can go read it about him in 1 Kings chapter 16 and 17. 1 Kings 16 and 17. The Bible tells us that he did evil in the Lord's sight. So much so that in 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 3, Ahaz sacrificed one of his sons in the fire to Molech. That's how bad Ahaz was. That's how bad Hezekiah's father was. And I am so thankful that his mother was there to influence him. Because I really believe that it wasn't for his mom, you and I would not be reading verse 3. It will read saying, he also did evil like his father. But it tells us that he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. And then the Bible tells us that he removed the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snake Moses had made. For up to that time, the Israelites had been burning incense to it. Again, if you go read 1 Kings chapter 16, we're even told that Ahaz, Hezekiah's father, he took out the silver and the gold from the temple and gave them to the king of Assyria as a bribe. The point I'm making is very simple this morning to all of us, especially us mothers. The influence that you are having on your kids right now is immense. It's going to determine the kind of young men and young women they later become. You may not see the results right now, but you will. Amen? And so you need to hang in there because our kids are watching us. Our kids are listening to us. And so the question now becomes, what kind of character and behavior are we modeling for our kids? It needs to be a spiritual one. Amen, mothers? Amen, fathers? Don't worry. Your day will come in June when I talk about a father's influence. Amen? You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, you can write this passage down. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 to 14. I don't have it up on the screen. It says, when you enter the land your God is giving you. This is God talking to the Israelites as they were coming out of Egypt. He says, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. The nations you will dispossess. Listen to those who practice sorcery and divination. But as for you, the Lord your God has not permitted you to do so. You see, the influence of Abijah was very obvious in the life of Hezekiah, her son. Like I've already said again this morning, you mothers are very, very special. You really are. Some of us were raised by our grandmothers. Some of us were raised by aunts. And many of us have mother figures in our lives. Again, for some of us, our mother figures and our mothers and grandmothers are no longer on this earth. And that's why a day like today is especially hard for many of us. Carl, my heart goes out to you. I know your mother just passed. May God continue to comfort you all in your grief. You know, I was a mama's boy, but I wasn't spoiled. Okay? I was not. She was very, very strict. And I look back now, and I'm very thankful for the way she raised me. We were very, very close. And I am so thankful for everything she taught me. She taught me to work hard in school. She taught me to always be honest and never lie. She taught me, even as I was growing up, as a teenager, never to put my hands on a female. I still remember that talk. That even if the person was abusing me or saying all kinds of things, to just walk away and never raise my hand. Because I think I told you guys this story before. At one point in elementary school, this girl who is now a physician, and we're great friends, after tutorials one day, she stuck her tongue out at me and jumped into the car and they drove off. And before she did that, I tapped her on the shoulder. She said I hit her, but I tapped her. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. And so she went home and told her mother what I had done. Her mother and my mother were very close. The next thing I knew, I was called into the principal's office. And there was my mother, there was her mother, and there was the school principal and our math teacher with a cane in his hand. And I got a serious whooping that day. So much so, I was so angry that I never spoke to that lady again until years later when I ran into her on the same plane as I was coming to America to go to college. And so, when we got home that day, my mother sat me down. My name is Dapo in my native tongue. And she says, Dapo, you never raise your hand and hit a female. She says, am I making myself clear? I said, yes, ma. And I can honestly tell you, since that day, I have never done it. And I will never do it because I remember what my mother said to me and taught me. And so all the mothers in here, I want to encourage you to continue to raise your kids, to continue to talk to them, because I promise you, one day, it's all going to come to fruition. Amen? And so keep influencing your kids. Keep influencing their character, because it's going to stay with them their entire existence. Pray for your kids every day. The devil is trying to destroy them. The devil is going after them. He doesn't want them to grow up to know God and to love God. He doesn't want them to grow up and have awesome Christian families. That's what this fight is about. And that's why you and I need to begin that fight every single day by being on our knees for our children. You see, mothers are influencers. Let me advance my slide, please. Thank you. You mothers are influencers. Influencers of your kids. I dare say our moms and dads are the first influences all of our kids will ever know. The word influencer is a big word now in our culture. An influencer is someone who promotes brands to their social media followers on channels such as Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. It even translates to other platforms like X and lately even LinkedIn. I hear people today are buying stuff because some influencer went to the same store and is now, you know, putting on the same outfit. I'm like, you know what? I didn't get that memo. The only thing that influences me is the product itself. The fact that, you know, some influencer says, okay, this is now the trend. I'm 61 years old. I don't do trends. You know, it's always funny to me how a lot of these trends these days, believe it or not, these things were around in the 60s and 70s. It's like, you know what, they're bringing this stuff back. But it's okay to be an influencer, especially to your kids. As mothers, you must protect your kids and your children from the influences of this world. Fathers too, obviously. My late mother sacrificed a lot for me to come to America. You know, a lot of times people always ask me, how come immigrants have a different mindset when they come to America? It's a very simple thing. People are coming here to experience the American dream because where they're coming from, life is about survival. It's about putting food on the table. So they come to America to make something of themselves, to get an education, and to achieve their goals. My mother emptied her bank account when she sent me to America back in 1980. I came to America to go to school, and my mother always said to me, never forget the son of who you are. She would say to me in my native tongue, Ranti omweniti wonshe. Ranti omweniti wonshe. Remember whose son you are. And that guiding principle guided me when I came to this country. I was 18 years old. In my sophomore year, I'll never forget it, this friend of mine from college, we went out to a discotheque. That's what they were called back then. Today they are called clubs. It was on a Saturday evening. And we went to the club and discotheque. And when it closed at 1:32, my friend said to me, hey, let's go to another one. I said, okay. And so we went to this other one, this very small place. And we went in, you know, they were playing music. Some people were dancing. And I saw for the first time in my life, people sniffing cocaine on a table right next to us. And I looked at my friend and I said, we need to go. He said, we just got here. I said, let me tell you something. If the cops come in here right now, all of us in this place are going to be locked up. I said, you know what? How am I supposed to call my mother and tell her I got locked up and I'm in jail? She's going to say, how did you get there? Well, Ma, you know, I walked into this club or discotheque, and some people on the other table, they were doing drugs, but when the cops showed up, they were not asking me if I was involved. They just took all of us and locked us up. And I said, how am I supposed to explain that to my mother? And he drove us over there. I said, you need to drop me back home. He said, okay. And that's exactly what he did. He took me back home and he said he was going back. I said, good luck. Why? Because I could hear my mother's voice. I was about 19 at the time. And I'm thankful that I listened. And I allowed her influence to continue to influence me even as I made my way off to college and came over here. Again, I still remember many of the lessons she taught me. I decided this week, I started praying on Monday. Okay, Sunday is Mother's Day. And every day I was just thanking God for her, for different lessons that she taught me, for all the sacrifices she made up until this morning. Moms, your legacy is going to be immense. I heard a quote one time that is easier to train and raise up young men than to fix broken men. I know we boys are especially very attached to our mothers. The same thing for the girls, okay? I'm not trying to leave you guys out. But you play an incredible influence. Don't get tired. Continue to teach them. Continue to influence them. Because those lessons are going to stay with them their entire lives. Please let me advance my slide. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, the slide is not advancing. Proverbs 22, verse 6, it says, start children off on the way they should go. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. The training begins the moment they are born. Many of us remember potty training. How to dress up, how to walk, how to ride a bicycle, how to read and write. Let's continue those things. We need to continue to teach our kids about God, about money, about the world, table manners, language, our traditions and culture, respect for adults, respect for authority, and so many things. The training never stops. That takes love and dedication. Never stop teaching and answering their questions. Many times, as they grow, our kids don't understand why we are asking them to do or go in a certain direction. Make sure you take the time to explain to them why. Later on in life, they will understand. There were times when we were raising our daughters. We now have two young adults. And they would say, why? And Sarah and I will explain to them why. And there were times when I would simply say, you know what? I'm asking you to trust me on this. That as your dad, I want what's best for you. You may not understand what I'm explaining to you right now, but one day you will. I don't know how to explain this to you, but I'm asking you to trust me. And I'm so glad they did. You know, our girls now, they're adults. They live and work in Boston. And we've gone to visit them several times. And we walk in, and their apartment is spotless. It is very clean. These are the same daughters. When they lived under my roof, and they were my kids, I was constantly talking to them about cleaning their room and picking up after themselves. Now, all that time, I felt they didn't get it. But it's like, we walk in, it's like, uh-oh, man, they got it. They got it. I mean, their apartment is much cleaner than ours. I still remember those talks. Could you pick up the clothes on the floor? And now, that is their own place, it's spotless. So all those lessons are paying off. Kids, I want you to listen to your mothers. I'm going to say that again. I want you to listen to your mothers. I want you to listen to your dads. First of all, they're Christians. Amen? Their perspective on life is very, very different. So listen to them. You say, Mr. Richard, why? I will tell you why. The world is not a very good teacher. I'm going to say that again. The reason why you need to listen to your mom and dad is because the world is not a very good teacher. The world will teach you the hard way. The world doesn't care about who you are. The world does not love you and would not love you like your mom or like your dad. So again, mothers, I commend you. Your job is not an easy one. That is why you guys are very, really, you're special human beings. Without their training, without their direction, without their many sacrifices, without their wisdom, the world will chew you up when you leave the house and go off to college and start living your life. In Proverbs chapter 31, verses 28 and 29, he says, "Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." And now, I want us to hear from three of our awesome teens. Who have asked to share about the influence of their mother on their lives. And so I give you Ryan, Nikolai, and Brandon.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ryan Richard. I am one of the teens from the Brooklyn region. I was asked by Mr. Richard to share for Mother's Day. When coming up with this idea, I thought of the times my mom really came through for me, but I think she always was. But definitely, what I remember is from elementary school. For starters, elementary school gave me a lot of traumatic events that stuck with me even today, which I didn't like the school, and especially how they treated me. On top of that, you're around people who really don't call you friend, around people who say hurtful things about you. But your mom tried to put you on the right track, but you kept going back to them since you was young and you didn't even understand. And when it finally clicks, it's all too late. And you wanted to change the past, but you couldn't. On top of all of that, you're a diabetic in the elementary school, with the school with zero to none knowledge on your issue. I remember at the time I had two parents which I didn't really want them since I didn't feel like I felt fit in with the crowd. My mom was there anytime there was an issue with me. My mom was there. She went all the way from home to school. Mind you, it's not a small trip. It's like a 30 to 40 minute trip, and you know how the buses are. And most of the time, it's like a malfunction with the pump. Either led me to go sick or in low, and the one time I almost passed out. And my mom would always go with me on the trips and always came to me to make sure I was okay. And on top of all of that, she had to deal with crazy people. That's probably including me and my sister, but sometimes I wonder what would happen if I wasn't in that school. The less stress I had to put on my mom to come back and forth just to make sure that I was okay. But I think it showed me how much my mom loved me. Remembering during those times at the school, the only shining light, the only good thing during that time was my mom. She was the most strongest, courageous, confident woman I ever knew and the only person that truly cared for me at the time. And I thank you, Mom. Wait, hold on. I'm not finished. Hold on. I would like to read a scripture from Proverbs 31, from 10 to 12. A wife, a noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband, for full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings good to him, not harm, in all the days of her life. And to end this off, for everyone out there, appreciate your moms. You don't know how much they mean to you and how much they do for you. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Nick. Been up here a lot. So I'm a teen in the 10th grade, and obviously, Cecilia San. Most of you know her. For those of you who don't, you should really meet her. And for the 16 years that I've been alive, my mom has taught me a lot, whether it be to obey your parents or to always pray about something if you need God so he can help you through it. But there's been one thing that my mom has taught me, and that is to be strong even when you are down. Now, Proverbs 31 verses 25 to 26 read, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue." Now, she may be surprised by this because she doesn't like talk to me about this or anything, but it's not about the talking that she has done. It's about what she has done to show me this. Now, my mom has been a very motivational person to me, and here are some of the things that she's done for me. Now, she has helped me through tough times, even when she herself is hurting. Thank you, Mom. Or making sure that I'm taken care of before she worries about herself. Now, I've heard people talk bad about their mothers, and I thought to myself, is that really what they think about their mothers? So I decided to write down what I think about my mom. Now, when I think about my mom, I see a mentor and my guide in life. I also see a disciple of Christ, a very honest person, sometimes not always the greatest thing. I also see a strong woman, one of the strongest I have met, and of course, a loving person. Thank you guys for listening, and to all mothers, have a great Mother's Day.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. My name is Brandon Thomas, and I have the special opportunity to thank the most incredible person in my life, my mother. Hi, Mom. I wanted to say thank you for being such a great mom. Thank you for all that you sacrificed and you made for me. No, for all the sacrifices you made for me. You've always put me first, often putting your own needs aside to make sure mine were met. From staying up late, helping me with my projects that I told you about the night before, before it was due, to supporting me through every obstacle I've had. You taught me the importance of kindness and compassion, not just through your words, but through your actions. Whether it was giving a homeless person a dollar as a kid, or always making sure everyone ate before you did, you showed me that what it truly means to care for others. Your generosity and selflessness are qualities I admire deeply and often see myself doing as I get older. Thank you, Mom, for your calmness and strength. Though through every injury, you were always calm and I was panicking and scared. You always stayed calm and made sure I was okay, which allowed me to calm down. That strength to not panic at the sight of your hurting son knowing that if you did, that things will end up worse is something that I want to do for my kids one day. A scripture that reminds me of you, Mom, is in Proverbs 31, sorry to repeat it, but Proverbs 31, 25 to 29. And it says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. More importantly, in verse 30, it says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Thank you, Mom, for being a woman who fears God, for always showing me that God is the only answer from birth to now. That true love and fear for God is what made me want to become a disciple, and for that, thank you. On this Mother's Day, I just want to express how deeply I love and appreciate you. You are not only my mother, but my greatest teacher and my best friend. So thank you, Mom, for all that you do and all that you are. Thank you for letting me share.
I hope you're all encouraged. Again, you guys are very, very special people. I want to encourage you to continue to encourage your kids with kind words. You is kind. You is smart. You is important. That's the way they say it in the South. That's from the movie The Help that came out many, many years ago. You guys are very special people. And so what I want to do right now is end this lesson by asking all of us in here that are kids. It doesn't matter if you're a 60-year-old kid. I want you to go ahead and stand up while our mothers stay seated. And I want us to put our hands together. All the kids in the house, please go ahead and stand. Only the mothers stay seated. And let us put our hands together for these amazing women. Thank you. Go ahead and be seated. You know, there are a lot of influences in this world that we got to watch out for that is competing for the influence and the lives of our kids. Popular culture is one of them. Social media is another one. Peer pressure is another one. And that's why you cannot give up. That's why you cannot get tired. You just got to keep going. Make sure that you are the biggest influence in the lives of your children. I want to close with this prayer. You're all awesome. You're wonderful. You're powerful. You're loving women of God. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to abide with you. Happy Mother's Day.